Now the story of a man who's building a planet, a sphere 10 feet across that he plans to fill with molten metal and then spin. If it doesn't destroy the building it's in, it could help solve a mystery. How does the Earth generate its magnetic field? NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When you think about it, this is sort of an embarrassing gap in scientific knowledge. After all, the compass has been around since the 12th century, maybe longer. Something in the center of the Earth is generating the magnetic field, but it's been devilishly difficult to recreate in the lab. Dan Lathrop has been trying, though, and trying. He's a geophysicist at the University of Maryland and now the owner of a huge stainless steel orb. Steep stairs lead to the top. It looks like a prop from an old science fiction movie.
It's a strange thing, for sure. From one's imagination to 50 tons of stainless steel.
Scientists think they know how Earth makes its magnetic field. If you could dig a deep hole about 2,000 miles down, you would hit the outer core, which is made of liquid metal, probably liquid iron. That iron can conduct electricity, and if it flows in the right way, the Earth becomes what scientists call a dynamo. It generates a magnetic field, a North Pole up in Canada, another down in Antarctica. Over the years, Dan Lathrop has built bigger and bigger model planets. None made magnetic fields, but he figures it can't be that hard if you get the conditions right. Most planets in our solar system have magnetic fields.
Yeah, so it's clear that nature has an easy time making dynamos. Easier than I have, for sure. But planets have an advantage because of their size, and they're much more rapidly rotating in some measure. Santiago, shall we spin?
Guys, we are good to spin.
Lathrop says the first time they spun up this planet, it was a little scary. At top speed, the equator will fly by at 80 miles an hour. This may seem like an elaborate and hazardous way to answer a simple question, but Lathrop says you can't just drill down into the Earth to see what's going on.
The conditions of the core are more hostile than the surface of the sun because it's as hot as the surface of the sun, but under extremely high pressures, so there's no way to probe it, no imaginable technique to directly probe the core.
And the Earth's magnetic field is anything but simple. Seen over millions of years, it's a writhing, spitting thing.
It looks simple because it is moving slow compared to our day-to-day lives. But every time we go to measure it, it is different than it was before. The poles wandering about in Canada every year in a slightly different spot, right? From when you're born to when you die, the Earth's field may have dropped 5%.
Right now, Lathrop's planet is filled with water, but eventually his team will replace that with tons of molten metal to mimic the iron churning in the Earth's core. Unfortunately, the metal they have to use in the lab, liquid sodium, is flammable. And if it catches fire, you can't put it out with water. Water can actually make things worse. One time they had a small leak. Drops of sodium landed on a heater, producing tiny, molten, fiery blobs.
So we had about 15 fire trucks. And they were unable to put it out. It eventually put itself out.
Lathrop hopes his molten metal will flow in a way that generates a magnetic field. The flow inside the Earth is probably a mix of chaos and order. You get a sense for that in this recording. These are electromagnetic sputterings from one of Lathrop's smaller models converted into sound.
So you can hear the wave modes. They're not imaginary. That's the sound of turbulence.
That model planet never quite came to life with its own magnetic field, but Lathrop thinks he has a better chance with his new, huge, 10-foot model.
What if this doesn't work?
Well, then that will teach us something about when planets do and when planets don't generate a magnetic field.
Would you build a larger one?
I don't think so. You know, it took 7 years to build this one, and I'm a patient man, but a person of not infinite patience.
Someone cuts the power, but the planet keeps turning for a while, stately, silent. Dan Lathrop hopes to get it running for real later this year. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.
And you can watch Dan Lathrop test out his spinning Earth at npr.org.